you know, you could, it's a possibility that when he goes conquering into conquer, a great military win for him that would cause him to be a hero in the eyes of the people is the fact that if he were to conquer their number one enemy, which would be the Muslims.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Imam. If he defeats their imam. The Mahdi. Defeats him, you know what I mean? That can be like a really big win for them.
Yeah.
And that's how he gains his credibility as a conquering king, general, or whatever.
Yeah. And I think it's also interesting that, like, if you look at all the major religions of the world, like Christianity, Buddhism, whatever, all of them are like going more towards being more universal and more ecumenical and more like united.
Except for Islam.
Yeah. Who's pulling back.
But hold on, when he's going forth conquering and to conquer, we still don't know who he is.
Right.
So how would we worship him then?
Well, I'm not going to worship him. Yeah, mouse in your pocket? Well, no. I don't think his victory.
What does that mean? A mouse in your pocket?
It's just a saying. I don't think his victory over the imam would cause people to worship him. It would cause him to be. It would give him credibility as a great
war hero,
general. Yeah, war hero.
Yeah.
And I think because that would be like the greatest battle between the Jews and the Muslims. You know what I mean? Because obviously they hate each other. And that could potentially be the war that would cause for him to receive a deadly wound to the head.
Or rise to prominence.
And then, you know, obviously, you know, because the Bible does say in Revelation chapter 6 that he's going forth conquering to conquer. You got to ask yourself, well, what is he conquering?
Yeah.
Who is he conquering?
And Babylon always needs an enemy too to like portray.
Yeah.
And, you know, America and Israel always are in cahoots.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They have a common enemy.
Yeah.
Islam. And so I don't think it's a far-fetched idea. I think it's a credible idea. And I didn't say that the world would worship him because of the wars. I think the conquering would give him credibility, you know, because of the fact that the narrative that's being pushed towards Republican conservatives – Christians is that Islam is like the Antichrist.
Yeah.